This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's entry for the, man, I learned something every day in this job file. Turns out back in March and April, chick hatcheries across the country started seeing a bunch of new orders. Some were pandemic-inspired, people apparently worried they wouldn't be able to get enough eggs. Others were ranchers just looking to re-up their stock. Either way, the deliveries are happening now. Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales checks in with a couple of chick parents.
Lisa Cattile first placed her order for some backyard chicks in late March. 2 months later, she's picking them up at the post office.
Hello, I'm here to pick up chickens.
I talked to Cattile there from a safe distance. She's had chicks growing up in Pennsylvania and later on in life, and ever since she moved to Marfa, she's wanted to have some in the rural West Texas desert.
Okay, we're opening the chicken box.
In Texas's Big Bend region where Cattile lives, the large chick supplier said they were completely sold out. But she was able to buy some for her and a few others from a supplier in New Mexico. $166 for 37 chicks. While she waited for them to arrive, she put together a brooder, got a heat lamp to keep her chicks warm, and all the feed she needed.
So yeah, there's a ton of stuff that you have to do. Plus, we would have built a chicken coop from scratch, but we had an old shed in our backyard. And so we just remodeled the shed into the Fort Knox of chicken coops.
Just down the street, 82-year-old Herb Serber is hearing from new chick owners like Cattile.
Constantly. They call me all the time.
I met Serber at his supply and feed store in Marfa, which he's run for decades. He tells me first-time chick buyers usually need some extra help.
Some will come back in here later and say, can you give me advice on how to raise these chickens?
He says that chicks can take a lot of work.
No one kind of prepares you for this?
In the age of new chick owners, Douglas Friedman is a bit of a pro at just 3 months. His chicken ranch, as he calls it, sits on a dusty hill just outside Marfa city limits.
This is a Polish crested chicken, and they're very, very friendly and sweet little animals. They're almost like cats or dogs.
Friedman doesn't have much work right now, and he was stuck at home because of shelter-in-place orders, so he decided to raise chickens with his neighbor. He's got about 25, and they all roost in a coop he's dubbed the best little hen house in Texas on the Instagram account he started for it.
What was so helpful about that Instagram page was that people that knew about chickens and chicken coops, they were all so generous with their knowledge.
Through Chicken Instagram, Friedman learned a few things, like how to prevent common health risks for chicks and how to take care of his coop. The chicks have provided some routine for his day-to-day life now. No eggs just yet. That won't happen until the chicks mature into hens, another few months. In Marfa, Texas, I'm Carlos Morales for Marketplace.